We are on Daf Lamed Amid Beis by the Mishnah. Haneder Miroye Hachame. The person made an eder, he would not have Hano from Roye Hachama. Also, so Roye Hachama, Poshet, we would say this means those who can see the Chama. So therefore, you should be mutter to have Hano from Sumim. So the Mishnah says, no, also af besumin. He's not permitted to have hano from sumin. Shaloi niskaven ze elo lemi shahachamo roye oison. He means only roye hachamo could be translated in two ways. It could be roye hachamo, those who see the chame, or roye hachame, mi shahachame roye oison. So we say that's what he meant. He meant that Misha Chamara Yoisa, my time, maybe it's the other way around. Midalei Koma Min Haroyin. Since if he would mean to be Mamayet Sumim, he would have said, "Is Mudarano Min Haroyin." He said, "Roye Hachamo," so it means Misha Chamara Yoisa. Rafuki dogim v'ubrim. Dogim are mechuse b'mayim, and ubrim are mechuse b'meimon. So memele, that's what he meant to say. He meant to say that he is permitted to have ano from dogim and ubrim. The Keren Eire assumes, and then I found the Shita Mekebetza says this also, that what is mutter b'dogim v'ubrim is if b'shas the neder, they were dogim and ubrim, they were the dogim were mechusa b'yam and it was an uber, so even though later this uber gets born, but he means who now is mishacham aroya iso. Can Eire Tainis, b'chlal you can't have Hano from an Uber. Sal Kochach Pshat is that Misha Hachama Roya Oysam is might who is now an Uber. So later I will permit to have Hano from that. Let us see the Ran, Anamed Aleph. The Ran says, also Af Besumin, Chikoma, Miroye Chama, when he says Roye Chama, Loishiyehem Roye Machame Koma, the Imkeim Havalamem Min Haroyim Bulchut, Shle Kol Haroyim, Haim Roim Gam Keima Chama. Elevade, Midemitke Chama, so since he mentioned Chama, Shachama Roye Oysom Koma, it means those who the Chama sees, Lafukim, dogim, v'ubrim, niskaven, kideisa, bigmore. It's lafukim, dogim, v'ubrim. There's an interesting Taisvis over here. Taisvis says that, lafukim, dogim, v'ubrim, dein chame roya oisom, Dogin ke de prishis, kus de maim is mechase, ubre mechusim bime imo. Avor shar balei chayim, asurim, dogin. So he's not allowed to have anno from other balei chayim. Umiyu betvue upeiris, vechol dovo she'ein beirua chayim, shori. So Taishwa says, Afal gav the chama roya oison. So why is this shori? The kiven the shehiskir roya hachama mashme davke balichayim sheasuyim liroy sachama. So Taisa seems to be saying that the lotion has such a mashmois also roya hachama. So it means only Balei Riyah. tsumim not, because then it would say royim. So we're not memaya tsumim. But they have to be baleria, so therefore, tvua and peiris is allowed to have anofam. So the Mishnah Vaita. Hanoida mishchurei horoish. He makes a nether from those that you see their dark heads. And the Shita Mekabetzah says, Shchurei HaRoish, Sheroishon Mashchir Lefomim. Sometimes you see their dark heads. And the Shita Mekabetzah says, and perhaps we could appreciate the Mishnah a little better, the Zimnim the Michsi Bilavonim. Sometimes their heads are covered with either a white Suda or a white talis, but sometimes you see the dark heads. That's a tight Shchure Yaroish Sheroishon Mashchir Lefa'omim. Is also Bekrochen Ubalei Seivos. So he's also in people who are bald. He's also in people who have white hair. Umutar b'noshim ubektanim. Mizalatev anov noshim uktanim. She'ein nikroim shchurei haroish, elo anoshim. Shchurei haroish only comes to include anoshim. We'll see in a minute. My timer. How do we know that he means to include people that are bald, or people who have white hair, midlaikoma mi bale seya. So it seems that's not the criteria. Umuto benoshim ubektanim, she'ein nikroim shchurei haroish elo anoshim, my time, anoshim zimnim de mechase reishayu, vizimnim de megale reishayu, avonoshim lo'ilam mechasu, uktanim lo'ilam megalu. So, if we said that we mentioned before from the Shid Mekabetzah, Shchurei HaRoish means Mashchir Lefa'omim, sometimes you see their dark hair, sometimes you don't see it. So this comes to be Memayit Noshim Lo'ilam Mechasu Uktanim Lo'ilam Megalu. Now let us first see the Ran. So the Ran says on Amad Aleph, also, bekrochim abebalei seivos. Also bekrochim afalpi sheilem seya abebalei seivos. Afalpi she saran lova. She ain nekroim shchurei roish elo anoshim bigmore meforish taino. So let us see the Gemara. The Ran Avim would like Tony mi balei seya alma afilo krochim bechlal. Bekiven de shchuri eroish lagabi krochim lav davke. A balei seya is not me lav davke. If it doesn't mean, it doesn't mean literally those who have black hair. Because a bald person doesn't have black hair. So al kochach means something else. So, who adin, lebali seivis nami labdavkim, shemocham adichi kamashchurish lo isom, sha'odom metayer oisom bishchurei oresh. It means the people who, when you want to pinpoint who they are, they're called shchurei oresh niskavim, dahainu anoshim. The mishum de zimnen mechaser esheyen, vizimnen megalik. Because by men, sometimes their hair is covered, sometimes their hair is not covered. Yevshel talam oisom, so you can't call them leibe mechusei haroish, because sometimes their hair is uncovered. V'leibe megulei haroish. V'nikroim shchurei roish, that you could see the sheroishan mashchil lefomim, that was the Loshen Shittik Rebetzes. So you, sometimes you see their hair. Why we say that? Kolof isharum shal anoshim roish and shoch. Avul noshim. Kimen de lo ilam mechasu b'mechusei haroish oda metai roisam. So if a person wants to say this is a woman, so he calls it mechusei haroish. וקטני קימן דלוי לא מגלו, במגולי הראש אדם מתאר איסם. Now, I'd like to mention a Meiri. Adam mesamnoi bekach. That means if you want to pinpoint what this is, you want to say he's an ish, she called him shchule yarish. Avonoshim en shachas saram nikir, mimnei shem bechusayis. Roshim loilam. Ve'ein sar shalahem neisnosam lahakil neyodo. Va'akotn ein makirin b'shachrusoy im huzocha oinekeve, shekol shukotn ein zocha oinekeve, megala roishoy, loilo. So the Muki Yosef says, Pshat Neshita Mekabet says, that malbushayim lehoyo nekorim, that means if you looked at the malbush, it wasn't nikah if it's a zocha or an ekeve. Lefi shem abu shem shel elu kabam shem shel elu, because these chorim and ekeve say the same type of a malbush kaminig ayishmeila. That's what the Nuki Yosef says. So memele, so if you wanted to say, so the only simen one could have from the Vikings is dafke if to be mavchem between a zocha and a keve is shchule yaroish, because pomim megalim roisha, ketanim you couldn't differentiate not from the begodim and not from the roish, because they went megule yaroish. The goyim brings this, the goyim in simen ches nerechayim. He brings a multitude of rayas that midine one is permitted to go begili harosh. That's why they're called shchule harosh. There was a milsa de chasidis that the gdeili yisrael wore a suda or said Hashem l'reyev. That's a tchasi roshe ki heichetav le'engsa d'shmai. This is chasidis. But the goyim brings a multitude of rayas, and one of the rayas is this gemara, that men are called shchulei arosh, because pomim megalim roshem. The bichas Avrom taines let us look at the loshon of Tosfos. Anoshim, next to the last Tosfos, Anoshim zimna mechaso reshav zimna megalo. V'nikro shachusam lefonim k'sharoisham goli. V'avagavdi k'krochen abali seves. Mikomokim kama pomim megalom roisham. וגם מותרים לגלויס באקרוי באלמה אפילו בפני כל העולם מה שאין כן בנושם. So he brings a raya from this Tosfos. Tosfos would seem that there's an iser to go begili horosh all the time. Tosfos would seem holds וגם מותרים legalis roisham bakroi bi alma afilu bifnei kol ha'olam. So that's only bakroi it's mutter. So that's why they're called shchulei ha'roish. Now we have over here very interesting. We have over here three categories. We have Anoshim Ashchulei Haroish, Noshim Amechusei Haroish, Ktanim, and the word in the Miri says in Tosfos also says Ktanim and Ktanis are Megulei Haroish. They never cover the hair. And what's by Naras that are not married? No one talks about them. It's very interesting. May we have Noshim L'chayre means married women. L'chayre, that's a Taich Noshim. It doesn't mean so L'chayre. mean, there's a very difficult lashon of the Mechaber and Ebenezer. The Mechaber says, Lo yisalach lo b'nois Yisrael p'rua yisroish b'shuk achas p'nuye v'achas eishus ish. Hashek lechem Mechaber. So, the Mechalkes Mechoykek says, p'nuye ish means she's a b'ule. The Beis Shmuel says that Pnuyes means she's a grusha, she's an almone. The goyin, I don't know what the goyin means. Echad Pnuyes mi de koma libnois Yisrael vulei koma leisha. It says bnois Yisrael, so achna bnois Yisrael, so it doesn't say isha. Achas Pnuyes machas eisha sish. I mean, if we would nem on kipshutai, no one nems on kipshutai, then that's pshat de mechaber. So then that's the criteria, that ktanim and ktanis are go megulis chosh. But here it's also, we see al kochach the diukim alav davke. Because here it says noshim and here it says ktanim, so al kaponim, noris are either like noshim or like ktanim. Sagt der Mishnah weiter. Hanoider min hayeloidim. If a person makes a neder from yeloidim. Yeloidim means those who were born. Mutar bin hayelodim. So he's allowed to have hanoah from the people who were not as yet born. Min hayeloidim. If he said a neder from those who were not yet born, so it seems that neilodim is kailul, say those who were as yet not born, and say those who are born. Now the lashon of the Mishnah would seem Af b'yeloidim, that means lemi boi neilodim, is matan af b'yeloidim. So it comes out, he was neida mina neilodim, and he's not also sai b'neilodim and sai b'yeloidim. So that the Gemara is going to ask the kash. V'chachomim oimreim neniskaven ze ela b'mi shedalkoi leivolim. Let us see the Ran. Look, the Ran. Min hayeloidim, sheneilodim kvar. Mutar bin neilodim, basidim lehivolid. Narameyus mater af bieloidim, even the eloidim, apachina bigmore, vecholshkein bin neilodim. Imkein aman kaosa. Frekte gemore, lerameyer, vloimi boi neilodim. It means af b'yeloidim is mutter, and about the gibbis the neilodim, elam iman osa. So who is he answering? He's a neidim in a neilodim, and he's mutter in everyone. So the Gemara answers, chsuri mechsre v'hochik tonim. A neidim min ha-yeloidim, mutter bin neilodim. This is the Tanakham. Min ha-neilodim, osa b'yeloidim. Which means those which will be born, mutter b'yeloidim, is mutter and those who are born already. Ki heichi, the neidim min hayeloidim, mutter b'neiloidim, so we see yeloidim is only going on those who were born, and therefore is mutter those who are yet were not born. So the same way, he said, Neilodim is muta b'yoloid. Omar lei Rav Popa labai, so Rav Popa es tabai, lememre de Neilodim de misyaldon mashme. Neilodim means that they will be born. Ela meyato, shnei b'necha Neilodim locho be'eretz Mitzrayim. So Yaakov Avinu is speaking about Menashe and Ephraim. Do you see Aldenu? Does that mean that they will be born? They were born already in Mitzrayim and Ashen Ephraim. So we see that what? That Neilodem means those were born. Ve'elomai, the Yelidu Mashme. So it means, Neilodem means those that were born. That's what you want to prove. Elomayata, v'chsiv hine ben Neiled le'beis David Yeshio Shmoi. A ben will be born le beis David. Ochinami da'ave v'adayim nashe leibo. Elamashma hochi umashma hochi. So in the Lishne Dikra, they love them is kailo sai those who were born and those who will be born. Ubenedorim haloich achaloshim b'nei Adam. And the dom we go achaloshim b'nei Adam. So therefore, that's the machloikis over here. That means the machloikis is in loshim b'nei Adam. What does neilodim mean? So the chachamim hold that neilodim both are rosa, and Rameya holds that tafke the neilodim and not the yeloidim, those which will be born. We'll see soon. V'chachomim ha'imel niskav and zelim emisha dalke lehivole lafuki mai lafuki dogim v'oifes. Now let us see the Ran. Zok the Ran. V'loy mi boi, the Ran is on Amud Beis now. V'loy mi boi b'nei lodim elo min mai osa. That means is muta af bi yoloidim. And nei lodim v'ad givis is muta. Elam in my also ishori bin neilodim ubi yeloidim. So now he's going on the Tanakama. The Tanakama holds min a neilodim also av bi yeloidim. The Svila Rabbona, the hey the oma min ha yeloidim ein ha neilodim dayno oisam shosidim liboid bechlau. Hani mili bi yeloidim shohu loshen miyuchet. Yeloidim is speaking about those who were born already. Avol ha-neilodim ke-lo-shnei. Ha-neilodim is ke-lo-shnei. V'aynu oysan shal-neudu v'sha-sidim li-vol. V'ra-meyer pol-ignami v'amadachi hechi d'neudim ni ha-yeloidim ein ha-neilodim b'chlal. Ochinami neudim ha-lodim shen-yeloidim b'chlal. V'aynu af-diktoni. That means just like by yeloidim, you hold it only kailo, a certain suk, those who were born. So neilodim is also kailo, a certain suk. So the Gemara says, what are you telling me that neilodim means those who will be born? Ela meyato v'ato shnei v'necho v'menashe v'efraim kvar neudu. So the Gemara says, eino chanami. In belish nedikram, Neilodim could mean kvar nildu, and neilodim means she'osid livoli. But nedorim haloich achalosh b'neiodim. B'hochi pligi, ramei v'rabon. The rabon and sovri, d'chi heichi she'neilodim b'loshen teire, k'ilu neilodim kvar v'asidim livoli, t'ochinami b'loshen b'neiodim. V'hainu d'ohodri rabon l'meima b'seife, the masnisin leniskaven zel amisha dalkei lehivolei v'loy dashli shiu. He says that what it says in the sefer of the Mishnah, that means neilodem is kailu those who were born and those who will be born. Al the plushik amefarish tamayu domi danoidim and neilodem osa bechol kiyavi taimel misayu. Shaloi niskaven elo memisha dalke leivolet ben lahava ben lishova. Lefi she'ein b'mashloi shloshen ze kavona achas miyuchede shishova davke lahava davke. That means the chachamim hold that neilodim has no distinct mashmois to either those who are already born or those who will be born. So that what he's speaking about, Neilod, he means those who have children. Afuki dogim v'oifes, they matel bein. But at Meir Sova, the belosh mnei adam le mikrei neilodim ella asidim leivolit. Ubi yloidim nami tavayu moidu the mutabaisin shim leivolit tamayu mishim losh mnei adam. The ilu belosh and teire ki eichi demash men neilodim kvar. כדכסיב כל העם הילוידים במדבר, אך אינה ממש מסיד מבור, כדכסיב כל הבן הילויד. So that means that which will be born. So here everyone is moide that in Loshen de Bnei Odom, ילוידים is dafka those who were born, not like Lishna de Krav. And by Neilodim, here we have a machloikis, the Chomim hold also, here the Loshim Liyodim is like Lishna Dikra. And that what he spoke about, such a musig is Lemiyute Dogim Vayifis. Yameh says, no, Neilodim is Belishna Dibneyodim means those who will be born. Lafuki Dogim Vayifis, Shematilim Beyim, Vloy Mitzeru Bimeimo. They're not created Bimeimo, so that's not called the Neilodim. Zot the Mishnah weiter. Hanoida Mishayv Sei Shabbos. Also be Yisrael, but also be Kusin. Now, we'll see the Tana of our Mishnah holds that Kusim are Geirei Emes. So Memele, if I say Hanoida Mishayv Sei Shabbos, also be Yisrael, but also be Kusin. May Oich Leishum, if he makes a neder from those who eat garlic, Erev Leil Shabbos, that was Takonas Ezra, because Leil Shabbos is a Zman Oina, also be Yisrael, but also be Kusim. Also he's Osir in both, because the Kusim were also Mekabel this Anhogim. Yeah, the kusim of makabel takon, the gamma kusim, the taisvus says shaymirim takon dachila shum berev shabbos. May oyla Yerushalayim, if he made a neder from oyla Yerushalayim, also be Yisrael umuta bekusim. The kusim were not oyla Yerushalayim. Rabbeinu Avraham in Nahor brings down a Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayos, which we don't have. And the Rambam, he's a little marich on this Rambam. Hakusim yasivu Yerushalayim v'yisnu oiso yoiso mikol ha'arotzeis. They hate Yerushalayim. And he brings a posik in Nehemiah. When they started building Yerushalayim, when they went up again, v'sambala tachayroni v'chel shaymrim hoyu maligin, they ridiculed al haboinim Yerushalayim u'mevazim oisom v'koyesim al abinyan u'mishtadlim b'chol koicham shleitiboni Yerushalayim. So memele, when we're speaking about oyla Yerushalayim, the kusim do not fall into this category. Zot Zot Teran, this is on the Aflamed Omad Aleph. Osa bi Yisrael ve osa bi kusim. She Yisrael ve kusim mitzuvim ala Shabbos. Both of them are mitzuve and mekayim. Mitzuve v'oise, ilkach shaper mikri shoyvsei shabos. Me'oich lei hashum, mitakonas ezru lechol shum b'leil shabbos. V'ish hashum marbes hazera, v'oines talmud chochum, mi'arev shabbos l'arev shabbos, mi'ribins de posik, ashepiyo yitem be'itoy. V'osa be'kusim, the inu nami oichli shum ba'al ve'shabosets.
ואילו ירושלים עושה בישראל, דמצווין לעלויס, ואילו. ומותה בקוסם די דמצווין אינם אילם. אינם אילה ירושלים, so ממילא, so we're not קיילו דקוסם. פרקת גמורה, מי שויף סי שבס, אילאים ממקיימי שבס, if it means מקיימי שבס, מי יריה בקוסם, אפילו אייב די קריחוב עם נמי, if he ever עקום דת שבס, so he's also מקיימי שבס, שויף סי שבס, he שויף סי שבס. אלו ממצובים על השבס, no, it means those who are מצובה על השבס, יוחי אימא סייפה, מאוילה ירושלים עושה בישראל ומותה בקוסם. המאי ומצובים נינו, they're also מצובים. If the criteria is עושים, so you could have a guy that's also a שייבה שבס. If the criteria is מצובים, so then קוסם should be אוילה ירושלים. אומר הבאיה, מצובה ועושה קטונה. It means, but it means those who are Metzuvin Shabbos, nor Mekayim the Shabbos. Is betalti bo vika maise Yisrael v'kusim Metzuvim v'oisim. Ha'oivdik is on the first two Shabbos, and Eich Leishum, Sama Meile, they're both Metzuvim v'oisim. Oivdik echovim, ha'hu the ovdi oisim, those who are shoivis, above in the mitzuvim, but they're not mitzuvim. So memelos of the kechovim do not go into the category of shoivsei Shabbos. Oile Yerushalayim, Yisrael mitzuvim ve'oisim, kusim mitzuvim ve'enom oisim. What does the Ran say over here? And this is now up to Lamed Aleph or Med Aleph. Kloima. Avla l'mista osa b'mekaymei ha-shabbos. He said, shoyf say shabbos, kedei shibachlal kol oivdei kechov ma-shoyf sem. Amar abaye, mitzuve v'oise ktoni. Kloima, she'ein bachlal dvorov elo mitzuvin v'oise. Betalti kamai se dahainu, shvise shabbos v'achila shum, yisro v'kusim mitzuvin v'oise. Yeah. זאת המשנה ביתה, קוינום שאיני ננה לבני נויח. He won't have enough from בני נויח, מותר בישראל, ואוסר באויבדי כחוב. So a goy is called a בן נויח, and a יד is not called a בן נויח. פרקת גמורה, וישראל מנופיק בכלל בני נויח, also בוולס או בני נויח. So the Gemara answers, given the Igdish Avrom, Iskeru al Shmei. Avrom was Niskadish, so now we're called Bnei Avrom. Zot deran, koinim sheni nenel bnei noyach muta bi Yisro. Vaaf agab di Yisro, nami bnei noyach nino, given the Iskadish Avrom avinu, Ikru al Shmei, buloi al Shem noyach. זאת המשנה ביתה, שאיני ננה לזרע אברום, עושר בישראל ומותר באויבדי כחוב. פרקת גמורה ואיקה ישמול, זרע אברום, so ממילא, so ישמול זה עושר במזרע אברום. So the more answer is, כי ביצרוק יקור לך זרע כסיד. It says, that זרע אברום is יצרוק, so ממילא ישמול זה נסמי. ואיקה איסוף, אמר ביצרוק ולא יקול יצרוק, כי ביצרוק ולא יקול יצרוק. Let us see the run. שאין איננו לזר אברום, עושה בישראל, ומותה בעבדי כחוב. ואפילו בני ישמול ואיסוף, לא ימיקרי זר אברום כדי מפורש בגמור. I'd like to say over with a word from Brisker Rav. It brings down in Parshas Teldis, the Chedush Agriz al HaTeire, he brings down the Rambam in Perek Yud Mehilchas Melochim, he says as follows: Yotzo Zaroi Shal Yishmoel Shenema Ki BeYitzrak Yikoy LeChozera. So Zaroi Shal Yishmoel is not Zera Avraham. V'yotza Esav, Shera Yitzrak, Omar LeYakev, V'yitin L'cho As Birchas Avraham, L'cho U'lezarecho. Michlal, Shehu Levado Yizarei Shal Avraham. He says, when Yitzrak told Avraham, when Yitzrak told Yaakov Avinu, V'yitin L'cho As Birchas Avraham, so why is this, Tavki Yaakov Yizarei Shal Avraham. So, that's a Loshon HaRambam. So, Rab Chaim asked, the Gemara brings a different Rashi. Ki bi Yitzrok lecho, Yitzrok, v'loi kol Yitzrok. And the Rambam brings a Psanumekor. V'yitin lecho, zbirches Avram lecho, zarecho. So, Rab Chaim said as follows. The vada iker adobo hu miyakro, de bi Yitzrok, v'loi kol Yitzrok. He says that not kol Yitzrok will be zari shel Avraham, nor mitzvahs of Yitzrok. We love hachkof, it wouldn't be from the posuk of be Yitzrok, or you kol zari shel Yitzrok nechshavim, bechlal zer Avraham. So that's why, that's our gemara, be Yitzrok, v'loi kol Yitzrok. Ubo hachkof legalois, the love called Yitzchok is, yeah, Bohar called the Galois, the love called Yitzchok is Rabbi Eliezer Avraham, Lakhelek Mimendo. That's what this posuk is going to tell us, that only a chelek of Yitzchok is considered Zer Avraham. Hat Rab Chaim gesog, avol adayin einonu yoidim mi mizari shal Yitzchok wa nechshav Zer Avraham. But that means I know that only a chelik, but which one? Im Yaakov im Esav. Al zeh bo akot v'itun l'cho as birchas Avraham l'cho zarecho. So that's why the Rambam wrote this pasuk. This is a per yoytzei after our gemara. Terak Yaakov u'shenechshav zera Avraham v'zoche bebirchas Avraham v'loy Esav. He says that the Rambam is going after our Gemara, even though I know that only one of the two children are considered Zer Avraham, but which one? So that's why it says, V'yitin l'cho. So the Briskirov wants to be Moisev, and this Rab Chaim, he wants to say as follows, V'nira lefize, da'ad oisei sho hoye be'emes adovo toli v'oimit. That means till that time, mi yiyah nechshav zer Avraham. That means we have Abi Yitzchok, but it was not nechlat yet. Who, which one of the two children will be considered zer Avraham? V'rak achsho b'shas habroches, hu shehucha adobo ki Yaakov bocha lo Yashem, v'olov hu shenema ki b'Yitzchok yikori lechozora. So now it was this. Now it was Hucha that since when Yitzchok gave this broche to Yaakov, v'yitin lochos birchas Avraham lochos zarecho. So now it was Hucha that Yaakov is Zera Avraham and not Esav. Zokt the Mishnah weiter. She'eini nene mi Yisrael. What if he says, I won't have hano from a yid? Is lekeach b'yaisa. So therefore, when he buys something, so he should spend more than the normal price. He should give more than the normal price. And when he sells to a yid, he should sell less than the normal price. So it comes out he's not having hano from the yid. He's selling him for a very cheap price, not the, and he's purchasing it for more than the normal price. What if he said, She Yisrael nenin li, that a Yid can't have a Noah from me, is Lekeach bepochets. So when he buys from a Yid, he can't give him the full price. He has to give him a much cheaper price. Humoichel beyoysa. And when he sells to a Yid, if a Yid can't have a Noah from him, so he sells them for a very expensive price. Then there's a girsa we'll see in the Ran, im shaymim loy. That means, who says they'll listen to him? That means he has a problem. He made a nether, that the nether is that they can't have a law from him, so the only way he can do business is by selling them for an expensive price. And buying from them with a cheap price. But who says that they'll be masking to such things? She'eini nena lohen v'hein l'yena v'hein li. What if I says I can't have a no from a yid and they can't have a no from me? Is yena lo'iv de'kechol. So then the only business he can do is with a goy. Let us see the Ran. Look around. She'eini nene li Yisrael lekeach b'yesa. Kedesh le'yehenne mehem b'meshu lekeach. That means that he shouldn't have enough of them. That's what he's purchasing. So he gives them more. U'moichel b'pocheis kedesh le'yehenne mehem b'meshu moichel. The masnisen mukmina lo b'gmore b'zvine mitziyosa. We're speaking about a normal zvina, a normal mekach. In a normal mekach, dika hanos lekeach, umoiche. Kol shehu nimkar shove bishove. There's sometimes there's a zvina charife, there's a zvina deromi alape, that means there's a zvina that the moiche can't get rid of it, and there's a zvina that fakert, everyone wants to purchase it. And we're talking about Azvina Mitziyosa. So our mission is speaking about Azvina Mitziyosa, a normal Zvina. So if the normal price is paid, so both of them have a no. So Memele, so therefore, in order that he shouldn't be over the nether he made, so if he can't have Hano from another Yid, so then he has to give him more than Shava Bishava, and he has to sell it to him for a cheaper price. Now the Ran says something else. The Chiyam Rine, the Bepoches Ubiyesa Shari, that if he sells it for less than the normal price, or he purchase it for more than the normal price. Davke she'osar al atzmoi shlo yehene mi Yisrael. That the issa was, I can't have hano from a yid. The bechi I gavne lo misani minai. So if I'm purchasing from a yid, I'm paying more than normal. When I sell, I'm getting less than normal, so I don't have hano from the yid. Avoli osa al atzmoi nichseyim, so that is, I can't have a no from them, from the Eid. Avoli osa al atzmoi nichseyim, but what if he said, he asked the nichsei Yisrael al atzmoi, afilu lokach shove mone b'mosayim, so afilu he took something that's worth a mone, and he's paying mosayim, osa lehenes mimekhoi. It means if he's answering the nechosim, so then these eitzelech won't help, because he made an error that the nechosim are osar on him. So the mailer, so it doesn't matter how much money he's paying, but the nechosim are osar. So we're speaking about that he asked that I can't have enough from the Eid, not from his nechosim. So the mailer, if he's overcharging me, or when he's purchasing it for less than the market value, then I don't have enough from him. She Yisroel nenim li. The second case in the Mishnah was, that Ayid can have a no from him. Loimer she'osar hanosoy al Yisrael. Lekeyach bepochis u'moicher b'yeser ve'ein shaymim loy. Loimer. Ein loy takone, he doesn't have an eitzer likach b'limka li Yisrael, elim kein, yikach bepochis, that when he purchases it, he has to give a cheap price, so the Yitonish can know from them, less than the normal price, v'yimkolem b'yoysa, and when he sells it, he should sell it for an expensive price, k'day shelo yehenu mimenu, that he shouldn't have enough from it. Avol ein shaymim loy, so that's one gilsa, ein shaymim loy, that means this would be an eitzer, to that he shouldn't be over the nether, but no one's going to listen to him. Ein shaymim loy b'nei odom lahavsid mamayna. V'iz tegarsi, others are goyres, e shaymim loy b'chire, klayma, im shaymim loy. That means he has an eitzer that he shouldn't be over the nether, im shaymim loy. Avol b'lav hochi lesle takonte. Now the Ran says that if he made a neder that they can't have a no from him, so included in this is the nechosim that he purchased after the neder. The av hogav the kaimulo. Then odom oiso dovo shaloi boloi lamal chaveiroi. Even though we have a klal, they know the ma'isad of shloi b'loi l'mal chaveiroi. So those nechos in which he didn't possess b'shas the neder, he can ask, hani milik shoisa b'feirish dovo shloi b'loi lo. But the Ran, hani milik shoisa b'feirish dovo shloi b'loi lo. Kepeiris dekel, b'peiris shoosid liknois. Inami b'oima nichsai olecho. That means he can only ask nechosim shayla ba'isa shah. Inami bechilu feyem vishum dechidulim domi. Vigufi boilon lakamu peik ashutvim. That means if you ask these nechosim, so that which grows out from the nechosim, or that would your machla for these nechosim have a din of gidulim, so it's also called like it's these nechosim. So that is dafke if he asked nechosim. So I cannot answer a dovish leba loilom on someone else. Avol ba'oisa hanosoyal chaveiroi. But here we're speaking about that he's asking you can't have hanor from me. Kivin the isure. Since the Isser is Toli, he can't have an offer from me. The EU ho Isser ba'olam nimtza shim yimka lemudorim nechosim shekona la'acha mikan shove b'shove. If he'll sell them nechosim that he purchased later, and he's selling it for the shove b'shove, arei umana oisans, he's mahana them. Hilkach also, so that's why in the case when Ayid is not allowed to have a no from him, so Memele, he's not allowed to sell even the nechosim he acquires later. Because it's not an iser ano mi nechosov, it's iser ano from him. She'eini neno lehem vehemli. What is if he said that that I can have a no from you and you can have a no from me? Yene loiv dekechol. So then the Mishnah says, so what does he do? So he should have a no from God. Koso or Rabavromzal, the hokemashmon. So what is the Mishnah telling us? Vashteitzach, he has a problem. To loiteme kiven the hochinoda. So he can't be oimed by this nether. So memelitz in a nether should see evshel is kai. Pavle kihi da oma la'el beperk ve'ilu matorim. Shvu'e shloi ishon shloi sheyomim. makin oisoi v'yoshon la'alta. Lochinami neime diyehene la'alta. The dovo sheyevsha lamed boy u kamash malon the loy. The kiven di ika takanta boy de kechovim hafo pishi takana rechoikaloi, so it's not called a dovo sheyevsha. So that's what the Mishnah is coming to tell us. The Mishnah is coming to tell us that the nether.
I would like to be Moisef Ha'ore when Yaakov Berg was Ma'ore. We had learned in the previous Mishnah that kusim are mechuyev lalis l'regel, the mitzuvim vein oisim. She was ma'ira that l'chayre, in order to be mechuyev lalis l'regel, the Gemara says, Mesechtes Psochim daf chesam et beis, that you have to possess karka. We learn now from the Pasuk, Yachmid Ishes Arzacho. Now, the Gemara says in Mesechtes Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Lamed Vov Amed Beis, that if you hold Kinyan Peiris Ke Kinyan Aguf, so when a person purchases a karke Bizman Shayev Onoyik, so really he only has a Kinyan Peiris in the karke because it's going to return a yovel. So if you hold kinyan peiros kikinyan aguf, so is mevi v'kayre, because it's called adam asher nosatoli, because kinyan peiros kikinyan aguf. But if you hold kinyan peiros lav kikinyan aguf, so then the din is that it's not called his adome. So it's not called his adome. So therefore, it's ene kayre. He can't say adam asher nosatoli. So he asks, so L'chayre de Kusim, they don't have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Mikeradin, they have to be machzer b'yoivol. So why are they mechuyev lalis l'regel? They don't possess a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. You have to possess karke in order to be mechuyev lalis l'regel. That was his orim. So I thought perhaps we could say one of two terutz. In one terutz we could say it's negeya by the baye sheni that yovel was not noyik. So then the karkois were not choyza lebaleim. So then if they had a karka, they were mechuyev lalis l'regel. Perhaps we could say another terutz. Now there's a similar kasha that the Minchas Chinuch in Simen Hei, Mitzvah Hei, asks on Shitas HaToisvis Daf Gimel Amid Beis. Toisvis Daf Gimel Amid Beis is, in Psochem, is Ma'ira, there it seems in the Sugya Rabbi Yehuda Ben Seira was not Oile L'Regel, did not bring a Kolben Pesach. So Toisvis asks, how did this come about? So Toisvis answers, he didn't have Karke. And so therefore, Mishain Leikark is Potamiriya. And then Taisus is Messiah, is Potami Pesach Kamay Miriya. So the Ritas Loshna Taisus would seem that just like Arzacha is a Mechayev in Riya, Arzacha is also a Mechayev in Kolben Pesach. And since he didn't possess Karka, he's Potter. He was Potter from Kolben Pesach. So the Minchas Chinuch asks, so it would come out, a girl, according to Reish Lakish, that holds Kinyan Peiris, Lav Ke Kinyan Aguf, also doesn't possess Karka. And there's enough in the Pesach that a girl is Machayev in Kolben Pesach. So if, according to Taisvis, Taisvis says that the Chi of Kolben Pesach is dependent on a person who wears Karka, a ger doesn't possess karke, since it's choyze b'yoivol, and we hold according to Reish Lakish kinyan peiros lavke kinyan aguf. I wanted to perhaps be for this kasha, and with this will for the kasha which we asked by Kusim, that by Emerson, the Rashbam in Baba Basra Daf Kuf Lamed Vav Amud Beis explains, according to Reish Lakish, is mevi ve'einai koire. He's mevi because since he has the yinikas hakarka is meshubed loy, so that's why he's mevi. But he's einai koire because it says adoma asher nosatali. And the Marshal over there seems to say that that is the difference, that Legabi Havo, there it says Arzacho, so a Shibid Yanikas Karka is enough. Asha Enkain, by Kriya it says Adam Asha Nosatali, and therefore, a Kenyan Paris is not enough. The Lashon of the Rashbam is as follows. The Rashbam says, Umiyu Bavo Chayev, The Rashbam says, "Any yochel likreis adom asher nosatali, miu ba'avor chayev d'chsiv asher tovi me'artzacho, shrei shibed lo yinikas hakarke l'peiroisov." That's the loshen of the Rashbam. The Marshal seems to say, and that is the difference. Here it says artzacho, so that's why yechayev by Havo, even though it doesn't have a Kinyan Aguf. And here it says, Adom Asher Nosatali, you need a Kinyan Aguf. So I wanted to say, perhaps Pshat and Mashal is as follows. The Goyin in the beginning of Ketzer Mevorchim says that we find these two broches, Boire Priyo Adomo and Hameitzi Lechem Min Haoretz. So the Goyin says, Adoma means the earth. And Pri Adoma means a Pri that's coming from the earth. Hamaitzi Lechem in Oretz, Oretz means land. And the Protis means Eretz Yisrael. And the Shoyrish Mekir of Lechem comes from Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Asher Lo B'Miskeinus Toichel Bo Lechem. Is Lechere, I wanted to be Ma'ire. If we're speaking about earth, Adom Asher Nosatali, so it's possible that does this earth belong to me? It doesn't belong to me. That's either I have a Kinyan Aguf is good. If you're Kinyan Perske, Kinyan Aguf is also Adom Asher Nosatali, so it's my Adoma. If Eretz means land, now who possesses Eretz Yisrael? We're speaking about a land. Is there one Yid that possesses Eretz Yisrael? Sarkochoch, and the din artzacho, it's sufficient, shibid lo yinikas karkala peroisev. If you have epis aschus, you're called, you're an ezroch in this land. But no one possesses the land completely. So shibid yinikas peris is enough in order to be called artzacho. So that's why he's maybe. Asher tovi may artzacho. Kinyan Peres is also called Artzacho. So it could be, by the Chiv, Lalis Regal, and also says, L'yach Medishas Artzacho. So it's sufficient, a Kinyan Peres in Eretz Yisrael, in order to be Mechuyev, Beriyev.